These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merritt Auctions, offering over 100 years of combined experience. Learn more at MerrittAuctions.com. I'm Dustin Huffman. Right now, we're talking with Joe Camp of Comstock Investments. Joe, what's going on with those grains today?
Sure. In part, you'd have to take note of this technical breakdown that's occurring. We talk about the hedge funds often and how those money managers have recently amassed, again, a pretty hefty bearish bet against corn. They've been that way for a while on wheat, and they're just kind of middle of the range neutral on soybeans, leaking lower. The path of least resistance based on the chart would have that really come into play this week. You're looking at corn testing recent lows, wheat approaching that as well. Soybeans right up middle of the range, some support being felt out there. And, you know, that negativity, I think seasonally normal, the speculators know that it's the time of the year when grain futures can start to slide on the basis of some relative comfort with the way this crop has been put in and now how it looks. And that ties with what we had learned yesterday afternoon in the crop progress data, the crop condition scores having improved a couple of points for corn, 1 point higher for soybeans. You look at the middle of the country faring really rather well. Iowa, for example, 85% good to excellent on corn, 80% on the soybeans. That's a strong start, you know, any way you look at it. There are issues in places, as always. We single out the eastern corn belt and the mid-south for being relatively delayed. But when you think about prevent plan or early growing season stresses, there's just not any major alarms out there, and that's what's really generally weighed on the grains here again to start the week.
We've got more information on the grains and the livestock under the podcast tab on iowaagnet.com with Joe Camp of Comstock. The market numbers coming up next.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merritt Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merritt Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merritt Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit MERITauctions.com today to learn more.
At the open, July corn is up a quarter cent at 4.33¾. December new crop down 3/4 at 4.37¼. July beans up 2½ at 10.58½. November new crop unchanged at 10.30¾. On the Merck, live cattle up 7 cents at 2.2707. Feeders up 92 cents at 3.1257. And lean hogs up 50 cents at 10.770. That's the opening markets. I'm Dustin Huffman.